So we have spoken about what is behind the violence. Is it poverty? Is it criminal? Is it in support of Jacob Zuma, an insurrection, an act of terrorism against the state? We've seen attacks now targeting a water treatment facility, fuel supplies. The communications regulator, ICASA, says it's received reports of 113 network towers across the country being attacked. So an interesting story out of News 24 today, an exclusive, saying Zuma's private spy, Tulani Dlomo, is a prime suspect for instigating unrest, and the controversial former head of the state security agency's rogue special operations unit has been identified as a prime suspect being investigated for fomenting violent unrest in KZN. News 24 can reveal from information confirmed by three independent and highly placed sources that intelligence officials said that Dlomo was a key person of interest in instigating the unrest. So very interesting indeed. The deputy state security minister, Zizi Kodwa, has been speaking about this. He's out in Mamelodi. He's been saying that what's happening in some parts of KZN and Gauteng are sophisticated and seem to be driven by people who are experienced in running operations. Have a listen to what he had to say.
One of the things that we must do immediately, working with law enforcement agencies, as you know that the state security is not a law enforcement, we don't have that mandate, is to protect the distribution and supply. If you see what happened in Durban yesterday, for an example, targeted warehouse and distribution centers, Afrox this morning. Those are some of the supplies. It's part of the sabotage we're talking about. So that in the country, there's what is called popular revolt, when people can no longer get basic necessities. And this is what we must counter. That's why people like who have gathered here, we must support them. Because when people of Piven, people of Soweto, this icon, iconic heritage of Soweto, is destroyed, all what they have is to go to town. Then town is the next target. When they finish with town, we're left with nothing. All what we're left is to kill one another, because we've got nothing to eat. We've got nothing to offer for our children. And therefore, it's important that we must mobilize. That's why, as a leadership of government, instead of talking to our people through microphones from boardrooms, we are going to go street by street. From here, I'm going to Alex. From Alex, I'm going to Foslo. Because we must talk to people, those who are misled, because people must say, when I'm faced with this guy, with this situation, when people say go and loot, you must say andizi. Yeah. People of Pimville must say andizi. Yeah. People of Mamelodi must say andizi. Yeah. People of Kukuletu must say andizi. Yeah. People of Mlazi must say andizi. Yeah. People of Kwamashu, people of Mamadawel, they must say andizi. Yeah. Because the conditions of our people, they are being exploited, they are being used by instigators who are sitting somewhere who've got political agenda and political ulterior motives to destabilize this country.
The Deputy Minister. Thank you. Well, of course, that's the Deputy Minister of... Thanks, Deputy Minister Zizi Kodwa, indicating that they will take action, decisive action, believing that this is politically motivated.
That's some courtesy of Newsroom Africa, Zizi Kodwa there speaking in Soweto. So let's speak now to Quanita Hunter, who is the political editor at News 24. Quanita, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. A really interesting story from News 24 today. What do we know about the investigations into Tulani Dlomo and what may have been behind this violence?
All right, law enforcement top brass have a list of 12 people who they believe are instigators of what we've seen unfold in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng since last week. On this list is one, Tulani Dlomo, who intelligence officials believe that he is at the center of the instigation, particularly in relation to the orchestrated nature of the unrest in KwaZulu-Natal. Now, we know Tulani Dlomo as a notorious individual with a history that is, sort of quite muddied. He headed the Special Operations Unit of the State Security Agency, which a high panel review found to be a sort of, private para-intelligence organization aimed entirely at serving the interests of former President Jacob Zuma. Now, what's interesting is that ministers and security cluster keep harping on that they need to deal with the instigators of this unrest, because arresting people for stealing is not going to quell violence and unrest, and you need to go to the heart of it. But we haven't seen any movement yet. Only now an indication that one of the suspects is Thulani Dlomo.
So let's be very clear here, Kwanita. Are we dealing with a coup attempt from people who were loyal to Jacob Zuma as a result of his incarceration? Or what do we label this? What are we dealing with?
I think it's for law enforcement and the security cluster to label what it actually is in terms of a coup attempt. But I think that it's absolutely serious. And I think that the nature of the coordinated nature of the unrest is the point in which we can get direction from. You mentioned earlier that attacks on a waterkeeping plant is an example of how these the unrest is not as sporadic as one may assume. Obviously, there is wanton criminality that has now taken over and has sort of surfaced. But what remains is the heart of this issue. Now, it's important to note that the special ops unit was extremely well-financed by state resources. In fact, the Rondo Commission has heard terrible information, or just information that's actually quite worrying about the capacity of the special operations unit in terms of what has been looted from the state. And their interest is purely to serve at the behest of the former president. And despite the fact that they maybe have been disbanded of sorts and Thulani Dlomo may have been fired from the agency, obviously the networks that exist is what law enforcement is worried about, that these intelligence networks. And you heard from the people saying that the orchestrators of this unrest know how to mobilize, they know how to orchestrate operations. They're very efficient in terms of operations, which basically points to the fact that South Africa is in a state of unrest as a result of the sort of internal shenanigans within the ANC, and this is now spilled over and affected the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of thousands of people, and they've probably had devastating impacts on the economy.
Kwanita, thank you so much. Kwanita Hunter is the political editor at News 24. Go and read that story. Really interesting. And remember, Thulani Dlomo is a fascinating character. The special operations unit he led was labeled by that high panel review led by former Minister Sydney Mufamadi as illegal. The Zondo Commission heard about how it was a law unto itself and directly served the political interests of Zuma. And if you look at the attacks that are happening now on cell phone towers, on water purification plants, on the fuel supply, really concerning indeed. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.